We know that that prep schools often prepare children for the Kent test, although officially they're not allowed to. So we're kind of interested in what the council tell them to do. So I heard that the council had sent a letter to some prep schools. So I did a Freedom of Information request asking to see the letter that they sent. I didn't really know much about it. There was a news broadcast saying that the council was trying to take some action on prep schools and sort of cut down whatever they were doing to prepare children. So I did the Freedom of Information request, and the response said that a letter was sent to three prep schools, but that they couldn't release the letter as it wasn't in the public interest. So they just sort of gave some very vague details about the letter. But, I mean, the fact it was three schools suggests that those three schools were doing something they shouldn't. And I'd really like to know what that was. I do think it's in the public interest to say what's happening in these schools. They gave a sort of vague details of what was in the letter, which included mention of photocopying past papers and things like that. So, I mean, my guess is that these schools were actually preparing pupils by sort of keeping the papers from last year and practising with them, whereas, of course, state schools aren't allowed to practise at all. So it's completely an equal playing field for children. There's some prep schools practise every day leading up to the test, while state schools can't do a thing about it. They're not allowed to practise at all. Some of them even advertise their pass rates. So there's sort of really high pass rates, which persuade parents to pay for the schools. And KCC take no action at all. And it's just really a really unfair system that we all know that practice for the test works, but KCC say that it doesn't, that it's not needed. But, you know, nobody believes that. And parents are paying a fortune for schools that practice for the test.
I think the problem is that KCT never actually take action when these things occur. They basically send a letter that's an empty threat. So they're telling these schools that, you know, they may take some action, but no one actually believes that they will, and they never have done. So basically the schools can just ignore the letter and go on as they have before. So whatever these schools were doing, they're quite likely to do again. And also we have this situation where these schools are probably quite untrustworthy. You know, do we know that they're timing the test right? Do we think that you know, they deserve to offer the test in their schools when we don't trust them? So I think it's a completely unfair system, and KCC should do more about it.